everything for us will be about fostering women engagement to scale up climate action. So this is the example in energy. We are also working in climate resilient agriculture. If we could address the gender gap in access to land, technology, information, finance, markets, we could increase the productivity of women on farmland by up to 20-25% in a number of Sahelian countries, for example. It's a huge development opportunity, because only that we will achieve a third of the 169 target of the SDGs. But we have very, very limited time to take action, because climate change will compound the barriers that women farmers are already facing. You know, for women farmers who cannot already get money for basic seeds and fertilizers, how are they to get the money for an irrigation system? For women who cannot get access to information for traditional farming systems, they only benefit from 5% of the agricultural extension services. How are they to get access to the much more sophisticated information for climate smart agriculture? So we have a huge development opportunity addressing the gender gap in agriculture to promote sustainable development. But at the same time, our window of opportunities is shrinking very fast because of climate change. So another thing that UN Women is doing, it's basically working to address the gender gap to promote climate resilient agriculture.
But are you facing any challenges?
The key challenges we always face is access to information, access to market, access to finance, access to technology. They are everywhere. So it varies from one country to another one. So in each country, we have to identify the specific barriers that women face and after develop public policy instruments in accordance. You might have a set of barriers here, a set of barriers there. What we know for sure is that in every single country in the world, you will find barriers. There is not a single country in the world today that can say that it has achieved gender equality in terms of access to productive assets.
How important is the role of men in that regard?
First, it's very important to convince men that it's not a zero-sum game, that what women will gain is not at their expense. And we have plenty of evidence to show that when you increase gender equality, you benefit men as much as women, because at the end of the day, you benefit the society at large. And countries that have that are getting closer in terms of gender equality than others are normally healthier, happier, richer countries. So first, gender equality and women empowerment is to the benefit of everybody, men and boys as much as women and girls. And that's the first message that is important to send to men, because if they feel that they are losing something, the what you gain in terms of women empowerment on one hand, you could lose it in terms of elimination of violence against women on the other hand. And we have seen that happening, where gain in terms of economic empowerment led to increased violence. So it's important to make it clear that it's a win-win option. It's not a zero-sum game.